We want you to stick around for a moment, though. We're going to have a cross-pollinization now because Jim Vandehei from Politico.
Oh, yeah. I know Jim Vandehei.
Yeah, congrats, Jim, on the Packers going 5-1.
Thank you. This goes to show how mediocre the NFC is when a slightly better than mediocre team can be 5-1.
Well, of course, though, we do, Jim, have you here mostly to talk politics. One question occurs to me this morning. Is Al Gore our national ex-boyfriend? I mean, people were kind of over him when he was actually in office. Now, of course, he's all awesome. He has a Nobel Prize. We see him out on the town. We look him up on Facebook to see if he's dating anyone. By the way, over in Republican land, we got John McCain and Mitt Romney beefing. Jim Vandehei, that is, co-founder of Politico.com, here to talk to us about that. Can I just ask you about Al Gore first? He's not running, right? And why can't the Democrats let that go?
He's not running, and to keep your analogy going, it's because if people actually went on that date again with him, they'd realize why they didn't like him that much the first time. He still is not a great politician. I mean, yes, he's been right on climate change. He's been right on a lot of issues. He's right on the Iraq War in the minds of a lot of Democrats. But then when you listen to him talk, even when he won the Nobel Prize, like, he just has this inability to connect with people, and he doesn't have some of the raw talent you need to be a good politician on the stump. And he certainly doesn't have the fire in the belly to go against Hillary Clinton. Nobody knows his vulnerabilities better than the Clinton operation, and he knows that they would ruthlessly exploit them. And he has no interest in going against that because he thinks that Hillary's going to win the nomination.
Well, he certainly seems to at least be a popular guy in the sense that he has this Nobel Prize. He's buddies with Leo DiCaprio. Could he, if he threw his weight behind somebody, his considerable political weight behind somebody like Obama, could that be very helpful to them?
It would depend on how much he threw behind. If he was actually going to actively engage in the campaign, be out there campaigning, even consider saying that he'd have a high-ranking post in the Obama administration, that might help. Endorsements. I mean, think about everyone you know. Have you ever met anyone who said, "Yeah, I voted for Joe Stevens because my neighbor told me to, or because a politician told me to"? People vote for people because they have some sort of connection with them or like their policies. Al Gore may be the one exception to that right now in politics, in that he does have a huge following. He has an ability to raise a lot of money. He has great identity with an issue that everyone thinks is going to be one of the dominant issues, especially on the domestic side, in the next election and certainly going forward. So, and I think his heart would be with Obama. I mean, they have very similar views when it comes to the Iraq War and the need to change what's happening in Washington. And there's certainly a lot of resentment between the Gore camp and the Clinton camp. I think it's much more personal between Al and Bill than it is with Al and Hillary Clinton.
Well, speaking of Obama, there's this email that has sort of resurfaced. It's unsourced, and it says that Obama has ties to a radical Muslim church, and that pretends to be a member of a Christian church sort of as a front. This has been debunked already a bunch of times, but is there any chance this could have any effect with Democrats?
It's one of these things that never really goes away, and one of the reasons is the internet. It's so easy now to just propagate, even when it's totally ludicrous, charges via email and get people talking about it. We often see activists that will forward us an email, so clearly people are talking about it. I don't think that it's taking root. It's dangerous to make that allegation, particularly when it appears concretely that it's not true. So you've even seen Republicans back away from doing it. Occasionally you have some conservative radio hosts who try to use the Hussein middle name.
I know that is a weird side kind of, Rush Limbaugh likes to call him Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, I like to call him a African American, which always is lovely to hear.
But it's this weird thing where if they would say, "Well, that's his name," but it seems to be anyway a real kind of attempt to connect him with this heritage.
It's the type of nastiness that if he were to really surge and really look like he could be the nominee, you would see more of that kind of nastiness. I mean, politics gets ugly in the trenches. Just like if Romney surges, you're going to see we've obviously talked from time to time about his Mormon faith and whether evangelical Christians are comfortable with that. I think if he were to emerge as the clear frontrunner, you would see a lot nastier stuff on that side, because almost in a parallel way, you see a lot of email traffic and a lot of activists talking about what do Mormons stand for and how there's a big disconnect between Mormonism and Christianity, and that can often get nasty and personal as well.
All right, John McCain is mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. Here he is talking about Mitt Romney this weekend on Face the Nation.
My record has been straightforward. His record is very clear that he ran in Massachusetts as a very liberal Republican. He said he didn't support President Reagan, said he didn't want to go back to the Bush-Reagan years, voted for a Democrat for president, supported a Democrat candidate here in New Hampshire, had liberal positions on literally every issue.
All right, maybe grumpy as hell is a better way to describe it. Even so, though, this is the sort of harshest it seems it's gotten between GOP candidates. He's basically calling Mitt Romney a fraud. Is this the desperate act of a desperate man?
Well, I think, one, he authentically feels that that Romney's been disingenuous about his commitment to Republicanism over the last decade, and certainly Romney's record gives him plenty of ammunition on that front. There's also a clear, and there often is in cases like this, a political calculation. What McCain wants to do, and people want to write McCain off, I think that's premature, because if he can damage Romney, and Romney does not win Iowa, especially, or at least does not win it decisively, and McCain can then go on to win New Hampshire, which is by far and away McCain's strongest state, then all of a sudden we're talking about a McCain versus Giuliani race, and that's the dynamic that McCain wants to set up, because he thinks that could potentially favor him, because once social conservatives figure out how liberal Giuliani is on social issues, McCain thinks he'd be the beneficiary.
Well, we didn't get to my last question about Larry Craig being inducted into the Idaho Hall of Fame, but what more could you really say about that? Timing is everything. Jim Vandehei, thank you very much for coming on the show. Of course,
enjoy the week.
And co-founder of Politico.com, Go Packers.
All right. I like it.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, a little Make Me Care. Sally Mae, not a her, it's a thing, and we'll tell you why you should care. Coming up on the BPP from NPR News.